Welcome back to another Hilchas Shabbos year, and we are learning Hilchas Dosh, and specifically the Halachas of Schita. The Halacha is that the Gemara says, Ein Schita b'Seir. There's no Schita when it comes to here. But even though Midaraisa there's no Schita, Midarabanon, the Rabbanon with Geizer, that there is Schita by Seir. What's the reason? Because when you have a bunch of here, and you squeeze out the liquid drips out, so it looks like Schita. And therefore, since it looks like Schita, so therefore Chazal said, it's Potter of Aser, that it's also Midarabanon, and Yanal Adu, Schita Seir. Therefore, the Mishbura writes, Hasoichet Seir Ar, Potter of Aser, V'lechena, Toivel B'Shabbos, Yizor, Slo Yischoit, Sarei L'Nagvam. Therefore, Mishbura says, you should be careful when you're Toivel B'Mikvah, not to draw you here, because the Shaila of Schita. Now, the Pesach already say, it's only by a place where there's a lot of hair, like on the head or in the beard, but on the hand, where there's not such a big gathering of hair, there is no Issa Schita. Now, the Shaila is, are you allowed to use a towel to dry your hair, because it's a shayla of schita. So the Paiskim say it's mavuya from this Mishabura that you can't, even though using a towel, you can't do it. And there's tarzal tevus here. First of all, it's here. And second of all, it's going le'ibud liquid. And still, it's also midrabanan. And even though you are using a towel, the Ben Ish Chai held that if you use a towel to squeeze out your hair, since the liquid's going directly into the towel, that's not called schita. But from this Mishabura, you see, not like that. So Aloha Lamaisa, someone should not dry his hair after tefillah, after going to the mikvah on Shabbos, not dry his hair with a towel, because it's a shayla of schita. But the Paiskim say, they allowed to put the towel over your head and let the water get automatically absorbed in the towel, that's not a problem. As long as you don't do a maisa, or like vigorously drying hair, just put the towel on top of your head, and the water goes into the towel by itself, that's not a problem of schita. Another thing it says in the Paiskim, the Yisrael Avram says this, that you let it put your head on when your hair is wet, because that also is Eina Mechavin, it's not for sure a psikresha, it's Kla Chayad, and therefore it's fine. Some even say you're allowed to touch your beard when it's wet, because also there, it's Kla Chayad, and it's not a normal way of squeezing, you're just trying to scratch yourself, it's Eina Mechavin, and also it's not a psikresha, and therefore it's fine. And finally, the Shlomo Zalman has another head there. He says, while you're in the water, while you're being tovel, and in the water, the halacha is, you're allowed to scratch your hair or squeeze your hair in the water. The reason is, because whatever goes out, comes right back in. That's not called schita while you're in the water. So while you're underwater, Shlomo Zalman says, there's no problem of schita seir.